Says, no, all of them have the lab not to put on top of the kevis. So what's the deal of Isa Mashmoni? These two things are special and nothing else. So Mar says, me boy lay, like we learned. Yochla would have thought to say, Ye Yochid Misnadev, or maybe Kyotzeboy Nadova, maybe Yochid could also bring such an Adova like this. Like maybe a Yochid can make an Adova to bring a Shtei Alechem. They're talking about Shtei Alechem. And also the Kareani boy would say upon this, that made Svasecha Tishma of Yosisa, that since you made the Nadav, you have to be Mekayim, and you have to do it. Aye, the Pesach says, you're not allowed to put Chametz, but maybe Shtei Alechem is different. Since you could bring it to Shtei Alechem, maybe you didn't, you could be Melad, but to bring it for the Nadav. At this time alone, the Pesach says, no, Korban Reisha is Takrivu, which is Mashma Takrivu, what Sibur could bring it. It's Sibur Amati Lechor. The Lo Yochid, or Yochid cannot bring a Minchas, or Chometz cannot bring even from the dog with a Shtei Alechem. Only the Tzibur brings a Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, and not a Yochid. If so, still, Yochid, I would have thought to say, Lo Yeh Yochid, maybe true Yochid cannot bring a Medova like a Shtei Alechem, because it's Chometz. Why, Shemim, maybe Chavos Kiyotzibor? Because a Yochid never has a Chayv to bring a Chometz for Mincha. Ah, Vo Yeh Tzibur, maybe. And maybe if the Tzibur wants to bring a Medova, a Shtei Alechem, even though it's Chometz, maybe they can bring it. You know why? She may be Chayvosei Ki Yitzaboy. Because the Tzibur has a Chayv to bring a Shtei Alechem. But since they have a Chayv to bring a Shtei Alechem, maybe you can bring it to us in a Dover also. At this time alone, the Pesach says, Eisam, that only a Shtei Alechem could be brought. But nothing else could be brought, even if the Tzibur cannot bring in a Dover as for Chometz. Now, Uma Yesh Tachol Lehavi, what else could you include? Shtei Alechem min Asor ubikur min Advash. In other words, the Avimina was that there's a Tzibur brings a Chayiv, they bring a Shtei Alechem, so maybe they could even bring a Bateras and a Dover also. That's the Pesach, no, that they cannot bring it. That the Shtei Alechem, since it's Chometz, it could only be brought for Torah Shtei Alechem, that the Tzibur cannot bring it. Now the more asked the question, O Shtei Alechem le Yikruv in the Dover, is it true that you said that the Tzibur cannot bring the Shtei Alechem from the Dover? I've heard Tanya, we learn like this. In Nema Kol Sol, the first success, Kol Sol, you can make it sourdough. Loma Nema Kol Devash. Why does it have to say Kol Devash? And also, the Nema, the first success, Kol Devash, you can burn out of Mizrach. Loma Nema Kol Sol. Why does it have to say the first Kol Sol? So it's like this. There's certain things that only apply to sourdough, and do not apply to honey. Yesh b'dvash ma'ashem b'sor. There are certain things about honey that are not applied to sor. Shmuel explains. Sor hutin mikol in the mikdash. There is a place that sor sourdough is mutin in the base of mikdash. You're allowed to burn a sourdough on the mizbeach. Dvash loy huta mikloli. There's never a place that you're allowed to burn put dvash on the mizbeach. Therefore, maybe there's love only for dvash not to burn on the mizbeach, but maybe not for sor. Now, Dvash huta b'shur menoches. Dvash is muta b'shur menoches, means left over of the menoches. You'll not add honey into it. You'll not eat it then that way. Trashim roitzim lulash v'logim shur mincha b'dvash muta. If you want to need the left over of your mincha with honey, the kohen's allowed to. T'chol matnos kuna nechos b'gdula. It's called like a matnos kuna. You can eat it any way you want. The mina perkas over the chayim. That lochon nesatim lemoshchel gdula. There are some lochem eichlin. Ma'ashen kein sor is lehutra b'shira mincha. Rashi is kerem in leyel that afilu chalchum matofu chometz. Even the chelik the kohen eats of the mincha, also there's the law of not to have it chometz. So that each one has a mind, each one has a chsorin. If so, ha mipnei shi yesh b'sor ma'ashen b'dvash, fi yesh b'dvar ma'ashen b'sor. Hutzach lehm, they're supposed to have to say, Kol sor, for Sechleim and Kol Dvash, they have to say both of them that there's a law not to put sor on the Mizbeach, and there's a law not to put Dvash on the Mizbeach. Now let's explain it. That we say, Kol sor, the Hutu Mechlol Benikdosh, my Niyu, where is there a case that we find that sor, sourdough, like Chometz, is mitzvah to go on the Mizbeach? Where do we find there's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbeach? Well, the Shtei Lechem itself is only Nechal. The lechem of the Torah is only nechal; it doesn't go on the mizbeach. So lav isn't the case talking about that shtei halechem, the korban adavah, that a tzibur could bring from a davah shtei lechem. So since the tzibur could bring shtelechem b'teras achayva, they also have a right to bring a b'teras and a davwa. So you see, it's called hutta mekloloi. So of course, not like we were saying before, Rav Amram says, no, Rav Amram loy likarvi mohim. What it means to say is that with the shtelechem, something is brought down the mezbeach. Meaning to say, the shnei kvosim, the shnei kivsi ateras koma, Rashi says, to create them in shtelechem, v'ayimu hutta mekloloi b'mikdash. The karvi moin means there is such a case to Migdash that you bring in a shtei lechem which is chometz and something's brought on the mizbech because of it. But not that the actual chometz itself goes on the mizbech. In a chanami, havad v'tzibu cannot bring shtei lechem p'teras in the dover. Here it only means that it's hutra m'klola means that there is a shtei lechem that's brought on the base of Migdash and with it the shnei kvosim is brought on the mizbech. For the gemori hochi if so, v'kurum nami, v'kurum also. Rashi says, "Show you mevini moyim oifes." Look, we went to Bikurim also was hutra mikloli. When you brought to Bikurim, there were oifes, and that was brought for korban. The tanan ha'goizoloi shagabi asalim. That's what used to have birds on top of the baskets, and they brought to Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Hoya oifes, they used to use it for korban elo. The asalim shebiyodim nipne lekahanim, and the baskets that they used to give to a kain when the Bikurim used to be brought up from with the onus. So by Bikurim also it should be considered Hutu Mikloloi, since part of the Bikurim, these Goizolos, were brought for Korban on the Mizbeach. Samar says, no, Hanu Li'ati Bikurim the Yosui. Over there, it's not the Pshas coming with Torah Sechoiva. Those Oifas that are brought on top of the baskets of the Bikurim, there's no Choif to bring it. It's time to use to do it, it's time to make it look nice. So therefore, that's not considered Hutu Mikloloi. The actual Bikurim itself, nothing of it was put on the Mizbeach. Mashenken the shtei lechem, it's called the chayva. The shnei kvosim comes with us a chayva for the shtei lechem. So therefore, even though the actual shtei lechem itself was not put on the mizbeach, but something that comes a chayva for it, the shnei kvosim that went on the mizbeach. Now, boy, Remi Bachoma, yes, a shav like this. Boy, Remi Bachoma, Mevachiz, yes, Mevachizda. What's going to be hamale mibosu chate seif agavi mizbeach maho? Let's say they put from the bosser of the chatis soif itself on top of the mizbeach, what's going to be the loch? Is the olav or not? Do we darshin kol shemimenu liishim omarachmono vay eimimenu liishim? Is the pshat is that anything that once had something on the mizbeach, lemoshu where the emurim go on the mizbeach, then there's a olav not to burn the rest of it? Mashenken over here by chatis soif there's no emurim. By chatis soif after the malika you just make a zrika sadam. But there's no emurim, everything is eaten by the kanim. So since there's no part of the earth that's burnt on the mizbeach, maybe there's no lav to burn the rest of it on the mizbeach. Or do you maybe know? Maybe the pshat is kol shashmoy korbin. Anything that's called the korbin, there's a lav not to burn from it. And nafkumina v'hai nami shmoy korbin here also. This chat to say is called the korbin. Therefore, on any korbin, aloch with any part that's not supposed to be burnt, there's a lav to burn it. That's the shalom with the biggest love of kosher men and yishim not to burn it when we reply to a korban chata seifanat. Omalei said back, yes, kosher shishmoy korban, as long as it's called a korban, there's a love not to burn the pot that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. And the hainam here also is chata seif. The hainam is shishmoy korban, it's called a korban. And therefore there's a love not to have it burnt on the mizbeach. So most of the really kitanoyim, those are really machlokes tanoyim. That Rebbe Lezer says, Kol Shemimen Liishim, anything that part of it was on the Mizbeach, the Emurim was burnt on the Mizbeach, now there's a law not to burn the rest, but only part that was on the Mizbeach is a law on the rest. Ma'ashenkeria by Chata said there's no part of the Mizbeach, there won't be a law on the rest. However, Rebbe Kiva says, no, Kol Shesh Shumai Korbin, anything that's called a Korbin, there's a law not to burn the part that's not supposed to be burnt. So Mor says, my bnei, what's the difference? Om Rav Chizda nafkamina between Reb Lezer and the Kippur would be Besa Chatis Seif Ika Benayil, that by Chatis Seif the whole thing, there's no part that's burnt on the Mizbeach, but still it's called a korban. That's the Shaila. Would it be allowed to put the rest, to put the Chatis Seif on the Mizbeach or not? But all this Machlokes. Rav Amarav says, no, nafkamina would be is Lug Shem and Shem Atzer Ika Benayil. The lug that a mitzvah brings, so no part of it is burnt on the mizbeach, but it's called a korban, so would it be allowed to put, after you use the shemen for the mitzvah, would it be allowed to burn the rest on the mizbeach or not? The Tony Levy said like this,
So the pasuk says, "Kol korbanom," it's called the korban, is the rabbis luk shemet shemetzera, that the lug of the metzera, that shemen is also called the korban. Smell it. This is chapanav kamina. Since it's called the korban, it could be that be allowed not to burn the rest of the lug on the mizbeach. Tana rabbanan, learn about this. The pasuk says, "Soor bal taktiru," that there's a law, you're not allowed to burn soor sourdough on the mizbeach. And none of the menachas could become from soar. You can't make soar. Only yellow kulay. Maybe it's only allowed if the whole mincha is made from soar. Miktsasim, you know, not even of a part of it. Even a part of the mincha is also allowed not to burn it. Even a part of the mincha that has chametz. How do we know it's not allowed on part of it? We'll soon see what the chiddush is. Talmud, the pasuk says, kol. Pasuk says, ki kol soar. It says the word kol soar. Mashmi, even a miktsas of soar. Also, there's a law not to burn it. Snavaita. A ruver minayin. How do we know to say if it's mixed up? In other words, you have a piece of soar mixed up with other dough. That's not chometz. It's but terubis. It's mixed up together. How do we know still there's a law not to burn this terubis? Talmudim, the pasuk says, kikol. It's a Russian of kikol soar. So any type of soar, whether it's a mixas, or whether it's but terubis, there's a law not to burn it. Someone says, my karma. Rashi says, like, my shiur with the karma kula mitzasi. What's kula and what's mitzasi? How little is the allow not to burn it? Someone says, I'm not buying your bais zoka kum. This is what I mean to say. So, ba taktiru. Or else, the bach yusru is, so, lois taktiru. So, ainli elo kizayis. On this, I already know there's allow not to burn a kizayis or so on the mizbeach. That's what Akhtar is not less than the kizayis. So the question is now, chatzi zayis minayin? How do we know even if you burn only a chatzi zayis, also you're over the lav? But this Talmudim it says kol, kolasor. Then the question was, iruvi minayin? How do you know if you have this chometz mixed up with matzah? And Rashi said, loy minka. You cannot even tell that it's chometz there, like the chometz should be bought up rave. So how do we know still there's a lav? Talmudim kikol, a section postfik of kikol, that not only a chatzi shirim, but even a terubis also roll with this lav. No sore at all is let it be on the mizbeach. Here's the way Abaye darshins. Rova Merovi says, no, hochikom. This is what the Braisim means to say. Soor bal taktiru. True, that's the pasuk. And now that I burn soor, chometz on the mizbeach. Ain't yellow chometz. Maybe only a complete kemitza there's a lav not to burn. Chatzi chometz minayin. How do we know even a chatzi chometz? Which we'll soon see, according to Rav, a chatzi chometz is a kezayis. But I call upon you need a kezayis. Less than a kezayis to be poto. So how do you know that for a chatzi chometz yichayiv? Tam lem, the pasuk says, koil, the mashma koil, even a chatzi chometz is also chayiv. A ruvim minayin, let's say you have a kezayis of chometz, but it's mixed up with matzah, even though it should have been bottle brev. How do we know here the chiddush is not bottle? Tam lem, the pasuk says, Kikol, an extra plastic here, Kikol, there's no din terubis on the sis of the sor. There's no head of terubis. So here's the way Rav Adashins, but it comes out according to Rav Alachur, you're going to have at least a kazayis to be chayif. So Mor says, but my kumivlugi, what's the machlegis to olim? That Abayis of our yesh kaimates, pochus mishne zaysim. According to Abayis, a complete kamitsa could be less than two zaysim. Says so, even if you